This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Y'all, it is so hot. I know that you did not need to come to church to hear me tell you that, and I know that getting here, you already knew that. But it is really, really hot. I think last week they said Wednesday was our hottest day in 2 years. So last August was hot. This one's even hotter. And you can tell in the city. Those of us who live most of our lives with an air conditioning are not immune from it. We feel it as we rush from place to place. But St. David's has always cared for those with less resources, and this heat is really brutal on them. I have been noticing it even from my vaulted place on the second floor, my office here at St. David's, because I've heard a lot more raised voices on 7th Street this week than usual, and more police and ambulances coming to the aid of those who are struggling with this heat, who don't have as many ways to get out of it. And this week we saw it at our Laundry Love as well. If you know about our Laundry Love, I'm gonna tell you about it anyway. But Laundry Love, once a month we go to a laundromat in an underserved neighborhood, and a group of volunteers are there to provide the soap and the dryer sheets and also cards so that we pay for folks' laundry while they're there. And we go beyond that too, because that's how St. David's is, and we serve a meal. We always bring pizza and usually fruit and some drinks. And if you know, if you've ever been in a chapter in your life where you relied on the laundromat, you might know that laundry day is usually a family occasion for many of these folks. So there are children around, and some of our Laundry Love volunteers will bring coloring sheets and crafts or sit with them while they do their homework. And also, you don't need me to tell you this either any more than you needed me to tell you the weather, the need is great. There are a lot of people who come to Laundry Love every month seeking this care, who need this help. And so that sets the scene for you, right? It's hot. There are children. It is crowded. It is hot. And our volunteers are there in the midst of it trying to take care of people. And to add to that, this week in particular, one of our most committed Laundry Love volunteers died just a few weeks ago. And so this was the first Laundry Love without him. So our volunteers were missing him and noticing that he wasn't there. And all of that was in the mix on Thursday night. And because the need is great and there are crowds, there was some conflict over who was where in the line and would there be enough and was there enough pizza to go around. And because it's hot, that escalated into shouting, into some pushing, into perhaps the threat of a weapon. And it was a little scary. And I'm telling you all of this because I talked to every single one of our Laundry Love volunteers who was there this weekend, or on Thursday. And what I heard from them, to me, made this reading from Romans real. They are living the kind of genuine love that Paul is describing. We are living that genuine love that Paul is describing through the work that we are doing on Laundry Love. And it was very clear on Thursday night, even in the midst of conflict. Already you can tell that we are contributing to the needs of the saints. The saints need clean clothes. They need a meal. They need a place where it is safe to be with their families while they get those clean clothes. And we are obviously extending hospitality to strangers through this ministry. But what I heard from our volunteers when I checked into them after this tense moment, after that scary encounter on Thursday night, was that they were, as far as it depended on them, living peaceably with all. I know that the heat was a factor because they told me that. They told me that they understood how things got tense because it was hot. They told me that they knew the individuals who were there, that they understood some of what those folks were carrying, that the people at the center of this altercation, the people who raised their voices, were known to our volunteers because they keep showing up in genuine love. They serve the Lord there month after month in the laundromat. Bless those who persecute you, Paul says. Bless and do not curse them. I don't want to pretend that our Laundry Love volunteers were persecuted on Thursday night, but I certainly heard them blessing those who made that moment harder, scarier, more tense. I heard them tell me of their great compassion for them, of their desire that they had more training to be able to de-escalate that situation a little more quickly and in respect of the dignity of each person there. As Paul said, do not claim to be more wise than you are. I heard from our volunteers a need for a little bit more wisdom in that moment. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Our volunteers are doing that, did that Thursday night, even when it wasn't easy. They were persevering in prayer. They were patient, and maybe not suffering, although it was very hot, but they were patient in the midst of that tense situation. And in doing so, I think they helped us to understand what it means to let love be genuine. And maybe, in their small way, I think, they picked up their cross on Thursday night. They followed Christ a little more closely that night and helped St. David's to follow Christ a little more closely. This reading from Romans is quite the laundry list. If you wrote it out with bullet points, there are like 7 or 8 or 9 or 10, depending on how you wanted to break it up, instructions for how to live the Christian love. And this example from the laundry love, I thought, brought so many of them together. But it's a big project to live as Romans describes it, day after day. It's a lot to take in. And so my hope for you today is that you might look this passage up again. It's Romans 12, 9 through 21, if you want the reading. It's in your bulletin too. And look at those points. See how Paul describes what it is to let love be genuine. And maybe pick one or two of those that might be relevant to you this week. Maybe this week you try not to repay anyone evil for evil. Or maybe this week you try to extend hospitality to strangers or to persevere in prayer. Pick one or two and see if you might make that an intention at the center of your life this week. And see how that might unfold for you as you take up your cross and follow Christ more closely. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.